I know black people.
This drama contains adult language and partial nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Son of a...
Yeah.
The Hard Line.
It seems Opie and Anthony, the shock jocks from New York...
Can I interject something here?
Go ahead, Greg.
Pardon the interruption.
Oh, that's okay. Anytime you want to burst out into song like that, that's okay.
Oh, man.
Albeit odd. Opie and Anthony's contract, you know, they were fired for their sex in St. Patrick's Cathedral gig. Their contract runs out May 31st. They're no compete, so supposedly...
Can I interject something here?
Go ahead.
Get low, slap the bitch. Pardon the interruption.
Once again, Greg... I enjoy the random interjection followed up by the apology.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Oh, man.
So I guess...
So what happened?
Their contract's running out?
The contract's is over May 31st, so supposedly they say they have a new gig.
There's no question.
They are hired.
There's no question.
And they will hit the airwaves.
So all this time they were getting paid. And they were getting paid a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. They were $1 million a year.
So when they fired them, even though that they put the license in jeopardy, they had to pay their contract out?
Yes. Every penny.
Midday's on the bone. Opie and Anthony, check them out.
And
that should be about it.
That's all we have.
Can I interject something here?
Go ahead, Greg.
It's The Hardline, featuring Mike Ryder.
What do you want to get into? What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams.
Also
starring Danny Paul.
I am so hungover.
Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson as the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hardline.
Kick it.
The Hard Line. 3:21 is the time.
The Hard Line.
21 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And this is The Hard Line, or what will pass for it today. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Craig Miller.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks, and Heidi to the rest of Sporting America as well. It is Friday, and we have carefully prepared for you a rare mix of sports and all that that implies. And today's sports and all that that implies will emanate live from Motion Cycle Sports in North Dallas. Motion Cycle Sports at Plano Road and LBJ, the burgeoning intersection of those two compass points, where it appears as though they deal in Sea-Doos, they deal in dirt bikes. Is that what those are over there?
Looks like it.
They deal in ATVs. Is that what those are out there?
Mm-hmm. Crotch rockets in here.
Oh, is that what those are, crotch rockets?
Mm-hmm. The fast street bikes.
I hate those, man.
I like those.
God, those are scary.
Those guys, like, just flying down the highway.
Yeah.
In packs.
Yeah, and they sneak right up on you, man.
Yep.
Mostly they're Asian gangs.
I don't doubt it. Anyway, if you are all about that stuff, then this place is all about you. And we need to find a way to get the two of you together. We need to find a way to get you in the door here. However, they didn't provide us with dancing girls or anything like that out there. So you'll just have to be enticed by the specter of the little hard line today.
Where's the ticket chicks?
We do have a couple very foxy ticket chicks, but I don't know if they're going to be dancing or anything like that. We also have free food units on the way today. Did you know that?
Texas Land and Cattle?
Texas Land and Cattle. That's right. Now, all Yamaha YZ and WR race bikes are on closeout. All Yamaha TTR and PW dirt bikes and play bikes have special pricing and special financing as low as 3.9 on Yamahas. So, obviously, there is no better time than right now to add one of these to your stable if that's what you've been thinking about.
Okay.
You really should get out here and make that happen today.
Were you just plugging the Yamaha TT bike?
The TTR.
Oh.
Why?
I just thought it was odd that they had a TT bike.
Audi has a TT.
They do?
Yeah. You've never seen an Audi TT?
No.
Yeah, they got one.
Who would want that?
Well, I would. They're very cool.
Is TT funnier than Tinkle, or is Tinkle funnier than TT?
TT is funnier than Tinkle.
It is?
Yeah.
Why?
It's just more childlike.
Than Tinkle?
Yeah, I think TT is for the 2 to 4 year old, and Tinkle is maybe for the 4 to 6 year old.
I don't know.
Chime in, anyone?
you're the one who reared a child.
Yeah, Ryan's, can you tell us? Which came first, TT or Tinkle?
Or you just basically you've been dealing with diarrhea all your life anyway, so.
Actually, it's just been always Tink.
What? Tink?
Yeah.
Tink.
Always Tink.
Right.
So even now?
Well, no.
You gonna go Tink?
No. No, that type of thing is not discussed very much now.
Not?
No.
What was it when you were a kid, Corby?
Urine.
No, it wasn't. Did you have to go TT?
I think it was PP.
That's what it was for me, PP.
PP? Yep. Yeah.
And poo-poo?
No. I think we made poo-poo. My mom always said BM.
Gross.
And you know what my dad said?
But now you say something different these days, don't you?
For me?
Yeah.
I think we made poo-poo.
Yeah.
What'd your dad call it?
A job. You got to go do a job, or the dog did a job in the yard.
Oh, a job.
Now, Renee, she still says steamer, right?
No, not really. She doesn't talk about it because she doesn't do it.
Good point.
Like all girls.
Oh.
What is
good point?
What does your wife call it, Corby?
Growler.
Oh, my.
Well, what does she know about it? She doesn't do it either.
Are you kidding?
I know, Mike.
You've never been over to his house?
I'll play along with the little gag that women don't do.
I'm with him.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
It's no gag, is it, Junior?
It's no gag. They have something about their digestive system that the food disappears once it hits the stomach. They have no intestines. They have no need for them.
Right.
Because the food magically disappears. It's something with the female hormones.
Don't we have a clip from The Sopranos in which one Adriana is discussing that very job?
Mm. Yeah, but she's doing it with the feds. See?
And it's a ruse?
She's just trying to throw them off.
Exactly.
Guess we don't have it.
We might.
That's a search warrant. Your office, your club, your cocaine.
That's not it. Don't worry about it.
Is having a bowel movement to relieve the pain?
Yeah.
Would you describe the diarrhea as loose or liquid?
Liquid. Mm. This is getting so I'm afraid to be away from the toilet. I'm so scared I'm going to have an accident.
That is the extremely hot Adriana.
All right, first of all, she is not that great. Secondly, she's just trying to throw whoever she's talking
to. It's a doctor.
Off.
She had to go to the doctor for her GI problem.
All right, but see, she's just going to the doctor to try to fool the feds.
But isn't the whole series fiction, right?
Right.
It's not a real show.
Right, they're just making it up. Just making up that part,
Let's
too.
Let's review that conversation. Go ahead and play it again.
Is having a bowel movement relieve the pain?
You get in trouble.
Yeah.
Would you describe the diarrhea as loose or liquid?
Liquid.
Oh, no.
This is getting so I'm afraid to be away from the toilet. I'm so scared I'm going to have an accident.
Gross.
Mike.
I'm so scared, baby.
Does it change the fact that the show is fiction?
Uh-huh.
Right. They're just making it all up.
Throwing it out
right there. See, Reiner can relate to her. That's the problem.
Just throwing it out there.
Because he's afraid to be away from the bathroom for fear of accidents.
That's the first question at every remote. Hey, dude. Where's the toilet?
No, it's not. I have no idea where it is in here, but I'm about to find out. All right, are we doing Snake Pit next?
No, it's a hypothetical that happened
well,
to be...
Does this require the pit?
Yeah, fine.
Yes.
Snake Pit's next.
You want to do Snake Pit, Junior?
Yes.
All right, Junior wants to do Snake Pit, so we're doing Snake Pit.
All right.